everything about reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more details, information, social media, much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I am your host, Chris the Entertainment Man. Welcome to another podcast, guys. Episode number 25. I can't believe it. 25th episode already. This podcast goes so quick. It's just like doing three in a week, and you get a lot of podcasts. The podcasts count up as a, you know, as the weeks go on. And cause I do this like three times a week right now. Last season, there was like once a week. So it varies from week to week. If you're doing three, so you're going to do like 10 weeks, that's like 33 episodes. We could be pretty high by the end of the season at this rate, on top of the 13 episodes. So you never know. You might just have a lot of, the numbers will crunch up if you do the math correctly. So all right, let's get into it. Survivor Game Changers, crazy, crazy, crazy episode of Survivor Game Changers this week. It surprised the heck out of me. It was just from one twist to another, and a surprise visit from somebody. We'll talk about that as well. That someone that visits another castaway during her time on XL Island, as you guys should know by the commercials. She was on XL Island, and we'll talk about that as well. And we'll just talk about who also gets voted out, which kind of screws a bit of my picks list. I'm trying to dig it out here. Trying to dig out. There it is. Whoops. No, I just dropped something. Okay. So obviously this does, you know, kind of screw me in a way. This does kind of screw me that they are, you know, they are screwing me over here. I mean, one of my picks got knocked out this week. So we will definitely talk about it. And maybe I should have done something a little different when I picked out who I picked for the season. I think I regret a lot of picks at this point of time during the season, because I'm pretty well, I think I'm almost down to nothing, pretty much. Anyways, get right into it. So obviously, let's talk about Aubrey not being pleased that GT was voted out. It wasn't the original plan. It was not in the original plan to, you know, vote out JT, and JT went home last week, and you know, it wasn't in the cards. I mean, it wasn't in the plans to actually get JT out this week or last week. So it, you know, there was a bit of a, they got kind of foiled in the plans there. So it wasn't good. You know, it wasn't very good at all. To, like, they were hoping it was going to be someone from Mana that went home, but it wasn't. It was someone else. So, you know, it was someone from their own tribe, Nuku. So that kind of threw a wrench in their plans, pretty much. And Aubrey was not too happy about it. Aubrey was not one bit happy on what went on. And then, of course, Sandra said, Malcolm was, you know, was voted out. I guess it, also she said it wasn't kind of, no, oh wait, sorry, Sandra said she wanted, I think she wanted Malcolm, okay, no, so, yeah, Malcolm was voted out. Sandra, I think, was completely shocked by the facts of what happened, that the someone from their own tribe got voted out, and everything got wrinkled in the plans, pretty much. And Aubrey said that she needs to learn from Sandra, the queen. As Sandra would say, the queen stays the queen. And then Ty at Mana said he has to find the idol before they wake up. Obviously, he knows, Ty knows he is in a lot of trouble right now. He knows that he's in a lot of trouble, and he's in a lot of trouble, and he's, you know, he's going to be voted out next. Obviously, he knows it's going to happen. So Ty found the idol, and then of course he secretly kept this to himself. I don't think he planned to actually vote out. He didn't plan out to vote out. He planned out that he would not tell anyone else. Because I know that was a big shocker to, you know, everyone else. That he actually found the idol last time. And he is capable of finding an idol when he needs it. When he necessarily needs an idol, pretty much. So, he wasn't planning on telling anyone else, pretty much. He just did not, you know, he doesn't have any plans to tell anyone at this point. So, the Tavua and Mana were shocked by GT's departure. So they were shocked, but actually not shocked. Mana wasn't shocked. Actually, it was more Tavua was more, you know, on the shock side of, you know, GT being gone now. And GT's out of the game, pretty much. And then Jeff said, drop your buffs. We are switching things up again. So, there we go. Once again. Big shocker right there for you guys. Drop your buffs. Something's happening again. So, they handed out the buffs. And pretty much, he went from 3 tribes to 2 tribes once again. And it completely, you know, changes the game once again. Now, there could be a third tribe again in the near future. Never know. You know, or it might just stay at 2 now from here on out right to the merge, which probably won't be that long away now. A couple more weeks. Possibly a few more weeks until the merge and everybody is together and we go into the individual game as well. So, definitely, the merch is on everybody's mind already, I'm sure. I know we're only at, like, what, 11, 12 days into Survivor. But, I mean, things have gone so fast. Soon as you know it, we're going to be at merch. Jury's going to be the, we call it jury house. But, I mean, the Ponderosa will be open to the jury members eventually. But, you know, it was kind of shocking. And I don't think, my prediction, they're not going to go. I do not think they will go back to 3 tribes again. I think it's just getting more, a little bit more later into the season now. And we're getting like almost through the half, we're almost at the halfway mark, pretty much. I think we are very, very, very close to the halfway marker of the season. So, I do not think there will be a third tribe once again. Not predicting it would happen anytime soon. I don't, because it might be a little difficult to split everybody up again within next week or the week after. It could be difficult to, you know, split everybody up into 3 tribes again. So, you never know, right? Pretty much. So, everybody got their buffs. It was either the blue buffs or the red buffs. Red being Mana, blue being Nuku, pretty much. And I like the Nuku buffs, pretty much. I wouldn't mind owning one of them one day. Maybe I will get myself one of those buffs, and I'll wear it during the season, next season, pretty much, when I do the podcast here in the studio. So, Debbie was left off with no buff. So, there's Nuku on one side, Mana on the other side, and then there's Debbie straightforward, right in the middle of everybody else. And there's Jeff there saying, Debbie, you got no tribe. You weren't picked for a tribe. And then, of course, so Mana, if I am corrected, I'm going to actually do the little, I'm just going to pull it up on my screen here. So, pretty much, she is on her, like, she has no tribe now. So that kind of raised questions. What is going to happen now? What is going to, you know, happen at this point? So a lot of questions, I'm sure. There was a lot of questions, I'm pretty sure, that happened. So Nuku now is Sandra, Andrea, and Sarah, Ozzy, Zeke, who else? Ty, Varner, and Mana, or Aubrey, Michaela, Culpepper, Thierry, which we've not really talked about Thierry much this season. She's been very well laying low this season. She's not done much. She's kind of, you know, kind of thing under, hunting under the radar a bit this season. And she's not, you know, as active right now. You'll probably see her. She'll probably, when it comes towards Burge, she's going to come out and start performing. I can see it. She's probably just taking it easy right now and kind of letting everyone else, you know, talk and all that. So she's there, but you don't see Thierry much when it comes to challenges. I haven't seen her. They don't show her. They haven't given her camera time. They haven't given her much air time in the last few weeks. She's just there, but hasn't said much, pretty much. Hopefully we'll see some more Thierry eventually. Haley, that's another one. She's kind of flying under the radar at the moment, too. And she's also on Mana. She's just not saying anything at this point. It's mainly a lot about, you know, Culpepper. There's a lot of Aubrey, a lot of Michaela this season. Troyzan. Troyzan is another member of Mana. Sierra has some great, you know, airtime and great edit, I guess, in this season. So there's a lot of them that you don't really see much talking at the moment. Andrea is another one that you don't see much of, who's on Nuku currently. And then, of course, a lot of Sandra time. It's been the Sandra show pretty much for the last while. But it's exciting to see the new tribes, maybe new alliances forming, until at least Merge, because once Merge hits, I'm sure everybody's going to go run back to their old alliances and go back to, you know, where they began back in day one, pretty much. They'll probably go back to their original tribe when they first arrived on the island. So Debbie said we'll go. So Jeff said Debbie will go to XL Island. So XL Island's back this season. I guess just for the one time. It's just making a probably one-time appearance. I doubt XL Island will be back again. I think it's just a one-time twist for this season, is seeing XL Island returning one more time. I know we haven't seen XL Island for many seasons now. Since probably way before Heroes versus Villains. I think that's the last time we ever seen. I think it was way before Heroes versus Villains, because we had Redemption Island, which came after Heroes versus Villains, and then you had XL Island. So probably about 18, 19 season, possibly, maybe 17, probably 16, 17, 18, possibly. But XL Island didn't last long on Survivor, I've noticed. It doesn't really, you know, notice, but it's good to see it back. It was really good to see XL Island, you know, come back and, you know, bringing back one of the original twists of the game. If you guys remember, Plow Island was the first time XL Island was actually ever appeared on Survivor, was Plow Islands, for that one twist where, forget her name, Janu went to XL Island because she was the first person, you know, that to drop in the competition, in the challenge, the immunity challenge, I think it was. No, reward challenge or something. Or it might have been immunity. It might have been the immunity challenge that she went to XL pretty much. If I'm corrected, if I remember, she went to XL Island because of that challenge. Actually, I don't know if I can see it, but probably take me a while to, you know, XL Island. There it is. Okay, reward. They're gonna plow and feast. I believe. Okay, so mini challenge. Okay, first person, the castaway to bail out from the challenge will be sent to Untouched Beach, aka XL Island. Okay, that's how it worked. And then, of course, Survivor Panama. Survivor XL Island, which was on Panama, actually, if I remember correctly. That was the second season on the island of the Pearl Islands, pretty much. Panama, that country, is where they had it. And then she will return to Tribal Council with the tribe that they vote out. So, meaning she can't be voted out. She doesn't get voted out. She's safe. The person that gets voted out, Debbie will replace that person on the tribe, pretty much. Which is a kind of a cool twist, if you ask me. It is a very, 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 very cool twist. The way they put that, you know? That's a really great way to put a twist, if you ask me. They kind of twisted it up like that. And, you know, you get vote. You don't get voted out, but you get to replace that person. And also, while she's at XL Island, she doesn't get the bond with the tribes. Either tribe, whatever tribe she would have been on, right? So she doesn't know what's going on. She has no information what's happening currently in this moment, pretty much. She just doesn't know what happens. So Culpepper said he's the only guy there besides Troyzan. So pretty much on Troyzan and hang on a second. On Mana was Troyzan and Culpepper. So those are the only two guys currently actually on the Mana tribe. The rest of them, all the guys are pretty much they're on Nuku at this time. So Troy didn't want to, you know, get boozled with the women again. Obviously, that's what happened to him in Survivor One World. Pretty much. He got bamboozled. He kind of got crowded. The women kind of crowded him and got him voted out. He doesn't want to have that happening again, you know? So, also talking about Troyzan and Culpepper were wanting to work together at some point. So, they want to make it happen, you know? They want to make them work with, like, they want to work with each other, and it's going to happen. So, at Nuku, Varner and Sandra were on the bottom, pretty much. Sandra says she is staying calm through this. She is going to, you know, she'll work her magic, obviously. And Ozzy and Zeke are talking about getting Sandra out, obviously. It'll be tough. They said that they would make up a story to get her out, obviously. So pretty much they're going to say, okay, we're going to get Ty out instead. But in retrospective, they're going to get her out, obviously. And Andrea said Ty is sneaky, even though getting Sandra out should be... even though they're getting out Sandra, they should get Ty out first, obviously. So Ty should be the first one to actually go. And then, of course, Ty found the Nuku idol without even a clue. Found an idol without the clue at all. So now he has both idols. So both idols are pretty well out of play. He has them, and that's going to be a big threat on him, big time. And I hope eventually they will realize that he has it, and they should vote him out soon. It's not like I'm against Ty or anything. Ty's great, but I mean, he is pretty dangerous now because he has two idols. He's pretty well pulled a Russell Hands at this point in time. So Debbie said being on Exile Island is scary. Also, she got there. It was a yacht. So it wasn't an island. It was a yacht in the middle of the water. Not in the middle, but by the shoreline. Kind of by a rocky cove area. That's where she was. She was on a yacht. And then here comes Cochran, the winner of Survivor Fans vs. Favorite, Fans vs. Favorites 2. Came in as well. And came in to talk to her, you know, strategy talk pretty much. Oh, and I forgot to say, I jumped the gun on my bullets here on my notes. She got there and she has meats and cheeses and breads and soft drinks. She has everything. She has all the luxuries pretty much. And she can go back with a full belly by the time she goes to tribal council to replace somebody in the tribe who is voted out. So Cochran is there as part of the Exile Island twist to provide guidance and strategy for the rest of the game. Cochran was talking about what fear she has. He says she is overconfident, which is very vile in the game. So that can be very dangerous if you're overconfident. That can pretty well bite you in the butt in the end of the game, pretty much. And also, Debbie mentioned the Culpepper feud. She had a bit of a fight with Culpepper. Cochran mentioned mending fences with Culpepper as well. But if it is Nuku, Culpepper's not on Nuku, I don't think. Let's see. Culpepper is on Mana, so she can't really mend fences at the moment. But I mean, if there's a merge or another switch, yeah, she can mend fences. But he mentioned mend fences with Culpepper, and also Cochran mentioned one game changing twist. She can either take a game changing advantage, also. It can be a game-changing advantage. Of course, Debbie started to cry. So Debbie started to cry. She only could pick one of three. Faking being the idol, which we know has worked in the past. Good prime example was, what's her name? I forget her name. She was a bit of a... She's from Vanuatu. I forget. But Jason told Eliza. Eliza told Jason back in Micronesia, the Fans vs. Favorites is just an effing stick, pretty much. So that was a good prime example. It can work to a point, but it can't. Another one was Randy. Got kind of bamboozled and screwed over by Bob and Sugar and all them from the Survivor Gabon. That's good. Another good prime example. An extra vote, which we've seen happen many times, a few times in the season, a couple seasons in a row, where they had the extra vote and they can, you know, add the extra vote to get that person out. We've seen it last season, Millennial vs. Gen X. We've seen that happen. Also, it could be Tribe Challenge Advantage. So Debbie took the... Wait for it. Extra advantage. Extra vote. So, meaning she can add an extra vote. And she can, vote. Really get someone voted out of her tribe if she has to. So, back at camp, Zeke says he likes Jeff. Even though Xandra and him are on the bottom. And also that Sandra is going home. He's going to tell him Ty is going home, obviously. He said he trusts him. Ty has to go. And then Jeff said he is on, you know, he'll be in the loop of things on what's going on around camp. And then Andrea said Ty is... Okay, sorry. I'm on the wrong side here. My notes. So he isn't going to trust it yet. He's going to wait and see what happens, pretty much. And he's going to make sure, you know, okay, yeah, this is going to happen. It is going to, like, Ty is definitely going home. And, of course, Sandra found out it is Ty. She didn't buy it. And they have to win, obviously. So everything just stays the same, pretty much. And then, so the mini challenge, they must dive into the water through monkey bars, drag heavy tiles, and then they have to kind of complete the barrel puzzle. When they finish the barrel puzzle, they win immunity. Pretty much, when you're bringing the tiles back, you're going on a track. You have to go through the sand and use, you have to use, like, logs to navigate yourself through the sand, because that would be the most difficult part. So, of course, the loser goes to tribal council, and afterwards they will get Debbie. So Debbie will join the tribe, pretty much. So Nuku was working well. Mana was in the lead. Sierra got through and got it. Nuku fell behind. And then Michaela went through the monkey bars. Ty was made up more time. Mana was working on their second puzzle, a set of puzzle pieces to get to the, you know, get to the beach to do the puzzle. Nuku was on their first. Mana had all their pieces. Mana was working well with the logs, so they had to pretty well use the logs to, you know, navigate themselves to the to the mat where we can do the puzzle. Nuku was making up time, and then Mana got all up the toughest part of the hill, and they're working on the puzzle, pretty much. Nuku was unloading the puzzle pieces. Mana finished the puzzle faster, in the fastest time in Survivor history, and Mana won immunity. Jeff also said that... Jeff Varner, not Jeff Probe, sorry. I always say Varner when I do the podcast. So I should say Varner. Varner hated the challenge. Ty is going home unless he uses the idol. Zeke said that they got their butts kicked. But the good thing is they're going to get Sandra out along with they think it's Ty. And as Sandra said, first time to work, you know, she was worried. This is the first time Sandra was actually really worried that she would be the next one, you know, voted out Survivor at this point. This was the first time she ever gets voted out Survivor. So she was really worried. Trust me. She was really worried about it. And then Sandra said to Zeke, if you keep Debbie, Ty, and Sarah there, it will be, like, dangerous. Those three are, like, a good pair together. She said she will let them know what's going on. So kind of keep them in the loop. Keep in the ear. Let them know what's going on, pretty much. And Sandra was calm and cool. Ozzy talking to Sarah about getting Sandra out. But Ty, Debbie are dangerous. Definitely. And then Ty told Varner everyone voting Sandra. So obviously Ty goes and blabs it all to everyone else, pretty much. And they mentioned Ty is going after her, and she's going to make sure he is public enemy number one tonight at the tribal council. Andrea, Ozzy, Sarah, Zeke had to get fired, obviously, at tribal council, because they've never been to tribal yet. Those four have never gotten fired, so they finally got their fire in the torch. And of course, as Jeff says, fire is life in this game. As long as you have it, you're still in the game. When you don't, you're out of the game, and so are you, pretty much. And then Debbie came in, sat over at the jury bench, where eventually, when jury starts, it will be, she'll be, so she was sitting in the jury, where the jury will be sitting eventually, pretty much. And you're talking about getting a big threat out. Sandra said, it's been a great 16 days, but this is it. So obviously, she's saying, this is it. I'm done. I'm toast. My game is done. I had a good long run from Pearl Islands to the Heroes versus Villains to this season as well. So she's probably well, I think she pretty well said she's hanging up her towel for Survivor for this season. She is pretty well toast, done, finished. And of course, Sandra is one of my picks, which really screws me into a corner as I'm looking at my little paper here that I'm going to be down to two people on the list. And then Ty was worried it's going to be him and paranoid because, you know, of the big move. But also, sorry, he was paranoid because of what he did. The big move to get Malcolm out last week, obviously. Ty said another name is mentioned. And then Sandra mentioned to him the whisper in her ear to tell her who this person is, pretty much. And then Sandra mentioned to him, and then Ozzy started whispering in Farner's ear. Ty mentioned Ozzy's name, obviously. Now Ozzy's name is being thrown out there big time, pretty much. Sandra whispered in Andrea's ear, Ozzy can swim, climb, pretty much. And he can do anything in the challenges. He's very strong. And Zeke asked, who do you trust to Ty? He trusts Sandra, Andrea, and Sarah, obviously. And then Varner said, can we just vote? I'm ready, pretty much. So the vote, during the vote, Varner said, this is just insane. This is crazy. What's going on? Sandra said, you tried to bury me. The queen stays the queen. That's her infamous lines, pretty much. And then Ty didn't play any of the idols. Sandra was voted out after 94 days. Yes. Been playing Survivor for 94 days in total. That's her 39 plus 39 plus the 16 days, pretty much. She's been playing 94 days. That's crazy to think about it. And then, so, yeah, she's out. Sandra's out. For the first time in all her, I guess, Survivor career, she's finally got voted out. At this point, she finally got voted out. Her torch got snuffed. And she said to Jeff, Jeff, don't do it. And he just kind of gave that little smirk, holding the snuffer. And then he finally snuffed her torch. And she left. And it was kind of, I was mad. I was pissed. I was saying, damn it, so loud. I think my parents can hear me yelling last night. I was saying, damn it. Because she was one of my big top picks this year. I'll remind you guys who my picks are for Survivor. It was Tony, Ozzy, Andrea, and Sandra. Sandra was my top pick. And now she is not there anymore. And let me just see if I can grab a pen from my drawer here in my studio. I'm going to do it officially right on the podcast. Well, you can't see it, but you can probably hear the pen scratching. That's me scratching out Sandra's name out of off the list. Now I'm down to two. Ozzy and Andrea are the last two I have left. And if Ozzy gets voted out next week, which actually, let's talk about that. So Sarah and Andrea were talking about something. I was upstairs. I didn't catch the first part of the preview for next week. Also, Varner saying, let's get Ozzy out. So if Ozzy goes next week, I'm down to one and I'm screwed. Pretty much, I am totally screwed for picks. And I guess I didn't pick good enough this week to, end up with a winner this year. I thought I had it too. I thought I had it in the bag, but I guess not. Anyways, guys, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything About Reality TV. If you are new, please subscribe, follow. Also, you can go over to Stitcher and go give me a a podcast review. That would be greatly appreciated. And don't forget, follow me on Twitter if you haven't done it yet, at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys tomorrow for the Big Brother Canada 5 recap for week number 4. Have a good one, guys. Bye for now.